Let's start the Q&A. Thank you, Travis, for your presentation. We have a lot of questions. The first one was about the relation with MIT Media Lab. How the cooperation collab of MIT Media Lab help or shape the research differently? Can you elaborate on that, please? Question from Paul.
Yeah, I think it's there's probably a lot of cultural factors that play in here. So I don't know if it's a direct answer to how undirected corporate funding affects research in general. But what I found was that it made the it made for a much broader span of creative output. And so on the one hand, you might get some really bad ideas because there wasn't the normal checks and sort of proposal process that would be vetted. But on the other hand, you would get some really crazy at first sounding ideas that turned out to be powerfully different in a very good way that you wouldn't have been able to get if you needed to go through the traditional models of feedback and proposal review. So I think it made it a riskier research environment overall, and I think that led to some really good outcomes, and it leads to some people feeling like if they had the structure of a more formal process, they would have done better. So I think it's got pros and cons, but in the end, I think you wind up averaging about the same.
Okay, yes, you need to find a balance between traditional and the creativity of MIT.
Yeah.
Okay, other question, about your legal policies. I know that you are using a Creative Commons license, and it's related also to your business model, that you can use different licenses depending on if you have some a freemium model, or I can remember that. It's free if you are using a CC BY license, I think.
Yeah, so the cause of that, or the origin of that, is really trying to figure out a business model that would allow for the large professional organizations who are doing publishing to be the ones who are paying and then subsidizing for the researchers and academics and universities to have subsidized or free access. And so one of the things that we found was that a lot of academics and universities and librarians want their work to be open and freely accessible, and so they want to be using these Creative Commons licenses. Whereas if you have a commercial for-profit publisher, they are more picky about having their own custom license, and so they want that that extra feature. And so that was one element where we say, okay, if we charge for this, we'll actually get all these commercial providers to subsidize the infrastructure for the nonprofit academics or researchers. And I don't think that has been perfect. It's not like that was some clever insight that meant we have all the funding we ever need. But I think that's the general game we're trying to play of figuring out where are the differences between how commercial operators function and an academic or nonprofit publishers function, and how can we make it so that we can subsidize the tool for those open cases.
Perfect. Another point, it was a comment, Paul comment. So your point is that helping users to use Floss would mean help starting companies selling service around the open source code. What is your point about that?
I don't know if that's my point. I think the point I have in mind is more that I don't know what the right vehicle is or what the right model is. I think companies and traditionally funded for-profit companies bring a lot of problems. I also think that trying to build these tools and pieces of infrastructure in-house can come with other problems, like the ability to have a 20 or 30 or 40 year dependency and sustainability model. I think I put it out there as saying, what do we do? I don't know what the right tool is. Our approach so far has been that the nonprofit model gives us the least number of downsides for the positives that it provides, but I'm not necessarily confident that that's exactly what it ought to be. It's just what's been working so far. I do have a slide that I use a lot in another talk where for a lot of other things, it's very clear who the player and who the organization should be to build a thing. Libraries fill a very particular role. Universities fill a very particular role. Government fills a very particular role, but for the role of building, sustaining, maintaining public digital infrastructure, there's not an organization, there's not an institute type that's dedicated to that. And it feels like there definitely could be, because relying on Google or Bitbucket or Atlassian to kindly host the things we need for science and research and academia has not been, I think, what we all want it to be.
Yeah, sure. Okay, another question is about the difference between PubPub and other alternatives such as Overleaf, for example.
In my mind, they're pretty different products. Overleaf is very focused on the collaborative LaTeX writing process, and PubPub is a little more is more generally focused on the whole publishing pipeline. So you can both collaboratively write your document more like Google Docs as opposed to using LaTeX, but then you can also publish it, you can version it, you can make it publicly visible, assign a DOI to it, host an entire journal on the platform. And so I think it's closer to something like Medium than it is to something like Google Docs. It's the sort of whole publishing platform.
A more technical question about semantic technologies like RDF, bioschemas, does the platform support that?
Some ways yes, some ways no. There's a whole bunch of sort of media components that you can embed into articles, and that's a pretty flexible and open source like component library that people can contribute to. And so just like you can embed a video or a PDF file, you know, we want to build widgets so that you can embed Python notebooks and things like bioschemas and structured visualizations like that. It also depends on, for exporting, how we export content based on the archive that needs metadata to archiving. So for some archives, we do export, again, a suite of different metadata standards. We don't have right now direct support for bioschemas. It hasn't come across from the users that we have so far, but happy to look into that and always supportive of things like that when there's a need for them.
Okay, a question about like open journal systems. Is there a relation with open journal system?
Not on paper, but we're friendly with them, and they're good guys and a good team overall. And so I think we take a lot of inspiration from them. I think their model has been working for a long time and is nice. I think our focus tends to be on slightly broader audiences. So we have a lot of journalists, we have some government agencies that use the platform. And so we're not as specifically focused on academic journal production, even though you can do academic journal production. And so I think it's just a little bit of a broader remit than they focus on, which sometimes is good, sometimes means we're not as in the weeds on very specific academic needs. So again, yeah, pros and cons.
Okay, maybe the last question about the last point of your presentation about a fair distribution of power. Isn't there a contradiction between a fair distribution of power and the existence of an institution to support it? What is your?
I don't think there's a contradiction, but there's a way that you can do it badly. Governments are institutions, and fascist governments are not a fair distribution of power, and democratic governments are closer to a fair distribution of power. And I don't think the lack of that institution, I don't think anarchy is particularly successful at fairly distributing power necessarily. And so I don't know if, there isn't a contradiction in my head, but I think there are ways of crafting an institute that works against the goal of fairly distributing power. And it's important to, yeah, not pretend that any institution is gonna work.
Perfect. I think we reached the last question. Do you have any comment or last message to share?
Just appreciation for the questions. Thank you all for listening. And yeah, I'm happy to hang around if there's other questions, and looking forward to the other talks.
Okay. Thank you, Travis. And the talk now will continue. You can, people will be able to reach and to join you here to continue the conversation. Now we have the Next presentation. Okay, bye.
Okay.